You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Kate. What are you listening to?
Something rotten.
Oh. Does it stink?
No. It's a musical. That's the name of the song. A musical.
Oh. What's that from?
Something Rotten!
Hey, welcome back!
Woohoo! To another episode of What's That From? Exploring musicals we don't know, but probably should. I'm Kate.
And I'm Josh.
And this week we will be exploring, to no one's surprise, Something Rotten.
A goodie.
A goodie.
A funny. A funny goodie.
A funny goodie. A goodie funny.
It's a good egg. If you knew something rotten, you might get that joke. It's very eggy.
I'm gonna let you learn
on your own.
But that's the yolk.
You crack me up.
You're being so shellfish.
Oh my god, our brains are scrambled. That was too over easy. Thank you very much. We're here every week. Well.
Wow, that was really funny though. You just made me out of breath.
We did not plan that. Just want to let you know.
Yeah, that was not scripted. We did script the original opening joke for a long time, but those were not scripted.
Okay, Kate.
Excellent puns.
30-second plot challenge.
Okay, are you starting it?
Three. Two, go.
There's the Bottom Brothers, and they are writers in the time of Shakespeare, and they are trying to write something that's better than Shakespeare, and they're super annoyed because he's super famous. Then they discover that the musical is going to be the next big thing, so they try to write a musical, and then they see a soothsayer who tells them that Shakespeare's next play is going to be Hamlet, but he actually says omelet, and they write a musical about omelets, and then they go to America.
Do you got time? You have more time?
and it's really funny, and... There's other things that happen.
30 seconds. You got done in 25.
I got so stressed because, sometimes with a 30-second plot challenge, they're side plots, but, they're not that important.
Right.
So I feel like Something Rotten has a lot of little, side bits, but, the overarching theme is,
That was good. Yeah, that was great.
Shakespeare and the brothers.
Yeah, definitely.
They're like, that guy's, so famous. We want to be famous.
It is. It's like Shakespeare is like a celebrity. Everybody's obsessed with him. And these guys are like, we're good writers too. We just need somebody to see our good shows.
Yeah.
And then Nick Bottom.
They're brothers.
Yeah, they're brothers. And he goes to a soothsayer to try and figure out to see the future of, what Shakespeare's next big hit going to be, yeah. So he could write it first.
And he, takes the money out of their, savings. His family's, all of their, fortune. He's like, I'm going to pay the soothsayer really quick to just see what the next big hit is.
Also, he has a wife, Bea.
Yes.
Who is Heidi Blickenstaff, who yeah. I love.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I love her.
So good.
So random, but, I'm obsessed with her in the Freaky Friday musical.
So good.
It's so random, but I love her in that musical.
Her voice is just...
Also, title of show. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah. Anyways, she, that's like, and Right Hand Man, she sings the song and everybody knows it. Yeah, it's a great song. But anyways, she is like, you guys, like, are sexist, like, let me, like, be a part of it, like.
Yeah, because she's like, I want to help, because they're struggling artists, basically. They're not, like, what, he's paying a soothsayer to, like,
right.
know the future so he can beat it. So he's just, she's like, okay, you are obviously not bringing in very much money right now. Please let me help. Like, you're not doing good.
Right.
So she, her, like, side plot, she, like, dresses up like a man and, like, works.
Yeah.
That's, like, her bit. And then she is pregnant.
Yep. And the brothers are trying to write. And so he goes to the soothsayer. He finds out that the next big thing is going to be a musical.
They do this phenomenal number.
So the whole show constantly pays homage and references to classic musicals, like in the score, in the staging, in the jokes. It's like, so it's just cool. Like, it is like for theater people.
Yes.
The show. But like, what's cool is that, like, I mean, like, it is about theater, it's about Shakespeare, but like, there's nothing about it that feels like normal, but like niche to theater people, if that makes sense.
Yes. Like, you would, if you didn't know theater, you would enjoy it.
Yeah.
But the added layer of being a theater person, I think you special. Would really appreciate it. And the jokes.
Like, so that number especially, it's just like,
is
bit so after good. Bit after bit.
So after the musical is revealed as the next big showbiz hip happening event, one of the brothers, the one that writes primarily, Nick, right? Yes, Nick is the one he meets.
Oh, Nigel.
Oh.
Nick is like the big idea.
Yes, Nick
like
is the big idea, the soothsayer guy.
He's the one
who goes to the soothsayer.
And steals the money.
Steals money.
He's like the bold one. Yeah. But Nigel.
Nigel is the one.
He's like the sweet writer one.
Yes. Yeah. He's the awkward poet.
Yeah.
And so Nigel meets this girl named Portia, who is the daughter of a Puritan, or like the brother who's, like, leading the Puritan group in town. And, of course, they're very, like,
strict.
Awful. Yeah. No theater, no poetry, no art. And she, like, loves poems. And so Nigel and her have this really cute, like,
immediate love at first sight.
Love at first sight. Like, he's a poet. She loves poetry. And they have some, like, some really great moments. I really liked their little side plot story. I thought it was really, really interesting. It was something I did not expect and loved.
It was cute, yeah.
So cute. So then, they meet, but then of course they're like, no, like, you can't like be together. So then they move on to actually write a song for their musical, which they're gonna call, or it was gonna be about
the Black Death. Yeah, the plague.
So it's gonna be called Black Death, and they sing a really funny song about the Black Death, which is just hilarious. And then Portia like sees him again, and they have this really cute song called I Love the Way. Which is so adorable.
So cute.
So cute. And, like, the sexual tension is hilarious. It's a big song with, like, a bunch of, like, sexual innuendos, but they're really not doing anything. They're just, like, reading poetry. That's just, like, such a funny concept.
Yeah, definitely.
It, like, always works on stage.
Especially because she's so religious, too.
Yes,
so it's like,
exactly. It's kind of, like, the same vibe as, like, Baptize Me in the Book of Mormon, mm-hmm. where he's literally just baptizing her, but everything is, like, a sexual innuendo.
Yeah.
It's really good. And then
they get invited to go to Shakespeare's show at an after party, and there they like meet Shakespeare, and Portia gets drunk, so she's like being a little wild for her like little like square self.
Yeah.
And
Nick comes in and is so pissed because he's like, hello, William is gonna
he's our enemy.
He's our competition.
And Portia's brother comes in and is like, girl, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But also, I was about to say, like, why is he there? He was looking for her.
Yeah, what's he doing there? Did he get hit by?
Yeah.
There's some sneaky situations going on all around. I guess everyone must have heard. So then, after this all happens and that whole situation ensues, like, Nick and Nigel have some tension because Nigel, like, loves Shakespeare. And, like, Nick's like, no, he's our enemy. So,
because he's self-conscious.
He's self-conscious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor guy. And I feel like it's because, like, Nigel's writing all the stuff. He kind of, all he can really do is just kind of know what the next thing that's coming is. So he already established a musical. So then he pays the soothsayer again. And he's like, okay, but tell me what Shakespeare's next play is going to be about. And, like, Nostradamus is a soothsayer, and he sees, like, it's really supposed to be Hamlet, but he like understands it as omelet. And so he's like, the next big thing is omelet. And then Nick's like, great, we will be ahead of the game.
And instead of being like a Danish prince, he's eating a Danish pastry.
We're like both just like chuckling to ourselves. I'm like, that's so silly.
So silly.
So then that's kind of like,
he's like, I got this.
That's how the first act ends. It's very like,
very good build.
It was a good build.
Yeah. I love, okay, side note before we finish the plot. I love how unique this show is. I love that it's an original musical. It's not based on, I mean, like, it's based on, like, Shakespeare, a real person, based on, like, a setting we all know is real.
Right.
But, like, I love that the story is original. It's not based off of a book. It's
exactly.
not based off of a movie. It's just from somebody's brain.
It is unapologetically a musical.
And it works because it's not based off of anything. Because somebody just created it and was like, this would work as a musical. Yeah, that's what we need. We need more people who come up with ideas that are like, this should be a musical. Not something that already exists that's like, we could make this a musical.
Right.
It should be, this idea is perfect as a musical alone.
Yes.
Yeah. Like this.
Like,
anyways. Yeah.
Anyway.
Act two.
As you can tell, we're like a little passionate about it. Like, nothing too big. So, act two comes back and they're starting to, Shakespeare gets wind that
there's a rival,
that Nick has been seeing the soothsayer, so obviously he dresses up like a fake person.
And he goes to audition for their show, because he's trying to get it in from the inside.
Yeah.
And then he gets there and he's like, this is about eggs.
He's like, this is not correct. And so he gets in there and it's not super good, but then Nigel comes in and has written Hamlet. He's written, like, he starts being like, listen, like, to be or not to be, that is a question. Everyone's like, that's like pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty good. And like, Nick is like, no, you're not following the egg theme. Like, this is so ridiculous. What a horrible script. Well, meanwhile, Shakespeare's like, can I see that? Like, what is that?
Oh, right.
I think can I borrow that? What?
And Nigel's writing it because he's like distressed because he can't be with Portia.
Yes.
So he's like writing it out of like the pain of his loss.
I had thought that this plot point was genius, that he was writing.
Love when things like that happen. When it's like, when there's like a secret like turn of events. For a small character.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. He's not a small character, but you know what I mean. Like an innocent, like, who you wouldn't think Heath wrote Hamlet.
No.
Yeah.
And then Shakespeare ends up like cornering him on the street and being like, can I just proofread it? Like, it doesn't seem like it's that good. You should really focus on this egg thing. I think that's going to be the next big thing.
I love that they also play up the idea that Shakespeare might not have wrote things by himself.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting too.
Which, like, I hate that idea. But, I mean, his stuff is so, like, to the T, like, perfect. That, like, didn't one person really do all that? I mean, back then they had a lot of time.
I feel like we're like conspiracy theorists right now. We're really like shading Shakespeare. I feel like we're gonna get cursed.
Like, hey, Casey Nicholaw and the writers of this musical, they definitely were cursed.
They're cursed. The soothsayer like really put a curse on them too. So then like Shakespeare convinces Nigel to do this egg thing. That's gonna be the next big show. So then he does, and like Heidi's character B comes back in, and because they're both kind of like, Nick is off the wall, like he just wants to do so good and he's just doing the people around him so bad. But they're like, you know what, he'd do anything for us, like he would be there in a pinch if we needed him, so we need to like help him.
Right.
So then they do, and they do this omelet musical, and people are lining up to see it.
I won't lie, like I loved that song.
The production value also slapped. Like, if I ever get a chance to play, like, Egg Number 3 in the production of Something Rotten, I will have made it.
Yeah, this show seems like it's only fun to be in.
Only fun.
Like, I can imagine Les Mis is like, like, you're at the barricade and you're just like, oh, like, you have to be sad the whole show. You're just miserable. But this is just like,
so fun. And in the ensemble, like, they really are like, they just like bebop.
And they're like kick line and feathers and
like,
tap.
Costumes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this show seems like nothing but a joy to be in.
Yeah.
So then they do the show, and then like Shakespeare comes out and is like, I know they saw a soothsayer like trying to get my ideas. Arrest him. And they do. And like, like, Heidi's character comes, like, is the judge, but she's dressed up like a man, and she's like, he stole his family's fortune, he's already lost his head.
Yeah.
He's not to get beheaded. And they're like, you're right. So she, like, gets him out of, like, being beheaded. Which, like,
nice.
And then Shakespeare's like, I know what we should do. Send him to America. And so then they're like, yeah, get him out of Europe. So then they send him to America, and then they do a musical. And it's just, like, kind of a silly thing, because, I don't know, like, the musical just seems, like, very Americanized. Like,
yeah.
So I'm like, it makes sense that, like, before the musical gets too big, we're going to send it to America.
Yeah.
We can figure it out.
And then they hear about how Hamlet was Shakespeare's biggest success, and they were all like, ah.
Really dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah. So that's it. That's Something Rotten.
That's Something Rotten. But it was not rotten at all. It was actually fantastic.
Yeah. Super funny.
Super funny. Super clever.
And, like, if you like musicals,
you
there is no way you won't like this.
There's no way. Also, I was literally just thinking about this today. Like, so niche, but I just love musicals where people are dressed in period garb, but, like, talking about modern day things.
Yeah.
I think it is, like, the funniest thing.
And it's, like, the thing right now, too. Like, so many TV shows,
like,
the great.
And, like, Head Over Heels was like that.
Yeah.
And, like,
I'm thinking about TV shows, too. Like, like, The Great, or, like that movie Emma, or, like, Rancho Annette. Like, all those things where people are just, like, speaking in modern text, but in, like, 18th century, like, powdered wigs, and
yeah,
I love stuff like that.
I think it's so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, I'm like, obviously other people think it's funny, too, that's why it does so well, but, like, I was just thinking about that today, I was like, I love when people do that. Have period pieces that are, like, yeah, Head Over Heels.
And the costumes in this show are so cute. Beautiful. Yeah, the color scheme is nice.
And also, like, it gives me Spamalot vibes.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is also...
Which is Casey Nicholl. Yeah. Casey Nicholl also directed and choreographed this.
And it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it gives
me... I love Spamalot.
It's the same... I think it's the same brand of, like, slapstick comedy that just works. And he knows the formula. He has got it all figured out. Like, he knows where to put the dance breaks, but he knows where to put the comedic timing. And he, like, has really got that formula down.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of crazy.
He is, like, the musical comedy guy.
Got
him and Susan Stroman. They're, like, the king and queen of the musical comedy.
The crowned. Done.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah, so, like we said, yeah, Casey Nicholaw. And he also did The Prom, which is in a different vein, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like The Prom and Mean Girls live in one world.
Yeah.
Spamalot and Something Rotten live in another world. They all are very well done.
Yeah.
But they're, like, well compartmentalized.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, so good. The musical just brought me, like, joy.
Yeah. It's so funny. And, like, the given circumstances are silly.
Silly.
And, like, the plot is silly. Like, nothing is ever really that life or death.
But it's so overdramatic.
Yeah.
Is, I think, what's also so funny about it is for these people...
I feel like comedy has to be dramatic.
Yeah.
For it to be funny.
They are all just, like, really going through it.
Yeah.
But if you really look at it, it's like, what?
There's some good people on this show, too. Like, we already said Heidi Blickenstaff. But Brian D'Arcy James...
Come on.
...left Hamilton to do this.
Come on, Brian.
I was thinking about that. Like, would you have left Hamilton to be the lead of another new musical?
Yes. Because he was playing the king?
Yeah.
I mean, the king in Hamilton is such, like, a princess track. You're only on for, like, a few
right,
moments.
But, like, I know he originated it off-Broadway, but, like, now do you think he's, like, a little, like, I should have been a part of that original Broadway cast?
I don't know, because I think that this is, like, a real Brian D'Arcy James brand.
This feels way more like
this
him.
This feels...
I don't know, though, because that role is very funny, so he is, like, comedic.
I just feel like this works too well.
Yeah, I feel like he probably read the script and was like, I don't want to give this up.
I don't know why I'm, like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, Brian would totally, like, Something Rotten is so Brian. Like, I know him. Like, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, Brian, like, really made a good choice. I think this was right for him.
I love when, like, people who know Broadway people talk about Broadway people with just their first name. I'm like, oh, right, yeah, Brian. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, the D'Arcy James.
Yeah.
Like, that one? Yeah.
So, Christian Borle.
Unreal. But I also love him.
Yeah.
He is fantastic in literally everything.
He won a Tony for this.
He was the only Tony snag for the show.
Yeah.
It was nominated for 10.
That's crazy.
And Christian was the one that snagged it. And I thought he was good.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised that no one else got one.
Me too.
Because I thought he was good. I did. But I thought that if you thought that he was really good, I thought you'd also think.
It lost to Von Holm.
True art. Dang it.
It's hard
because Von Holm is so small, intimate, and this is so production number, costume, big. They're like not. It's hard to compare them.
I'm not like the biggest Von Holm person. I think for me, the Von Holm would have been a better play. I don't know, like, I don't know, I wasn't the biggest fan of, like, all the music in it. I like Changing My Major.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great song. But for me, I wish that was more of a play. So, like, the fact that it took the Tony away from this, I'm like, oh, like, that is, like, a play in my mind.
Yeah.
And, like, best musical, like.
I know, it's hard, too, because Fun Home's also just, like, super important.
Definitely.
Like, Something Rotten, like, isn't that important.
Right.
The world could have not had Something Rotten and still carried on. It was, like, Fun Home, I think, opened the doors for a lot of people, or that book and concept was
right.
really important for a lot
Definitely.
Of people.
Definitely.
But.
I wish it just won best play.
I agree, because it is more of, like, a weighty, serious, like, real-life piece. Like,
yeah.
That is a real biography of what happened.
Right.
Or, like,
crazy.
This is, like, so silly.
Yeah.
I think they're not even comparable.
Right.
Like, you would never go see Fun Woman and go see Something Rotten, like, and be like, ugh, I got the same vibes from
No, definitely.
Like, they're just different things. Which I guess is kind of what makes it hard to judge. Because I thought the show was great, and I wish it got more. But it ran for a while. It did well. It ran for over 700 performances, I think. Which is, like, I think pretty good.
Yeah, definitely.
The way. 742 performances. Which I think is pretty impressive.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially because I feel like the ones you've been doing recently have been, like, this ran for 50 performances.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's why we don't know the show.
That would be why.
But this is a show that I've always been embarrassed that I didn't know.
I would agree. And I also think it's because, like, if you are just, like, a plucky young person, like, you are right for Something Rotten. So I think anyone between the ages of 20 and, like, 30
yep.
who smiles a lot and likes musicals, like, you are correct for this musical.
Yep.
It, like, the type is just smiley.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think that that's also why it's a little embarrassing not to.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And also, I thought, like, I wish it would have won for, like, costume design or set design or something like that, because I did think it was really well presented.
Yeah, definitely. I loved the visuals of it. It kind of gives you kind of a cartoony feel. Actually, what I liked, I read a little bit about the writers.
That's cool.
Yeah, and, like, I love that it feels kind of comic-y.
It does feel comic-y.
Yeah. So I love that idea.
And I love purposeful comic-ness. Like, when it, like, that, I feel like that's the point. Sometimes things come off as hokey, and I'm not sure that was the intention.
Yeah.
But with this, it was so intentional that I just loved it.
Yeah, definitely. What was your favorite song?
My favorite song is Welcome to the Renaissance opening song.
So good.
It's so good.
So good, yeah.
Like,
that's the only song I knew from the show, really, before listening to it. I've known that song.
It
but
just, it slaps.
That's so
And like, it picks up.
Yeah.
It just makes me want to dance around.
Yeah, me too.
Or, like, if I'm listening to it, like, walking down the street, I have to, like, change my pace to, like, the, like, beat of the
And song. Accents are good.
So
yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I just, like, sit talking about it. I'm getting, like...
Yeah, I love it.
So passionate.
Yeah, I would say that... I also really like Heidi Blickenstaff's voice, so I love listening to her sing. I would say, I don't know if it's my favorite song, but I really liked Making an Omelette, like the big like musical number.
Yeah.
I thought it was cute.
I think most of the songs are good.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think any were like, ugh, that's a dud.
Yeah.
Like, I liked It's Hard to Be the Bard too, but I just like Christian Borle.
Yeah.
But
all the music's great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
totally.
It's all really fun and upbeat. There's no real, like, downer of the show.
I don't think so.
It all kind of sits at a really high intensity.
Mm-hmm. I would really love to see this and be a part of it.
Me too.
I was listening to it, and I was like, I'd love to choreograph this. It'd be so fun.
It's not, like, regionally available, is it?
It is.
Has anyone done it? Or maybe it was kind of, like, pandemic-y when it...
Wichita was supposed to do it.
That's right. But then the pandemic.
Yep.
It's hard.
I think Shenandoah
did
it. It's
hard to be barred. Really?
Yeah, I think they were like the first school to do it.
Wow. Okay. So it's like slowly unrolling.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the Mamma Mia of everyone's season where everyone's doing it.
Right.
But I think it will be.
Yeah. I think it's hard to do right now because I think this is one of those shows where you might need somebody that was part of the original company to like set parts of it. Because I feel like some of their stuff of the references are like specifically written into it. So I feel like for some random high school to do it, like, it wouldn't land. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you like,
miss a lot, I think. I agree.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. I do think it is a bit of, it's a beast of a show to handle.
Yeah.
Especially because there is so much nuance. They are referencing something always.
Right, and you have to know all of it if you're going to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. It would be, it's definitely a, I think it's, like, deceptively hard. Like, it seems easy because it's so fun.
Yeah.
But I think actually putting it on would be a little bit difficult.
Yeah, definitely.
The sounds of the city.
It's happened last episode, too. I was listening back, and I was like, oh, the sirens.
The sirens. Ooh, so New York.
So what would you rate Something Rotten on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would feel like a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd give it a 9 out of 10, too. It could be a 10 out of 10 if I saw it.
I think so. Like, I think the if I saw it, the feeling I would get after it would be, like, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I feel like my face would hurt from laughing and smiling.
Yeah.
And I'd probably cry like 5 times because everyone's just dancing a lot.
I can't wait to go see this show somewhere.
Same.
I'm so mad I didn't see it on Broadway. I came to New York City for my 16th birthday and I saw On the Town and the King and I, which were incredible.
Right.
So glad I saw those shows. But I didn't see Something Rotten.
Now, do you feel a little rotten about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would too.
Yeah. Something. Something rotten.
It's upsetting.
But... Definitely recommend. Definitely on a high from the last 2 episodes. Those were like our biggest rating. Yeah. Went into the shade and Something Rotten, really hitting it out of the park.
And I feel like they're the broadest spectrum. Like, if you're feeling Golden Age, like, hit up 110 in the Shade. If you're feeling Pump Up Musical Theater, I need to go run outside. I need to feel myself. I need to dance around.
That's the thing, too, we didn't talk about. Like, the music, I like that it is, like, very musical theater-y, but, like, it's contemporary.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel too Golden Age-y or old or dated or...
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think they do a good job.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You heard
it here first.
Yeah, we're, like, really on a roll right now.
Yeah. What are we going to do next?
I don't know. Also, like, we love to just not hate things, but these two, like, I really didn't dislike at all.
Yeah. I didn't either.
I have nothing bad to say.
I was never judging it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because it's unapologetically a musical.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I loved the movie, and now this messed it up. They're like, oh, well,
right.
I heard it was a great play. Like, it's just... fun.
It is what it is.
It is a musical to escape the mundane and like horribleness of life, to step out of it for 2 hours.
And that's okay. And that's okay.
And to smile and laugh.
It doesn't have to be something that
it's
is,
not deep.
I think I totally agree that theater should change you after you experience it. But it doesn't mean you had to have learned this life lesson that you've been an awful person secretly all along. Or like,
right.
or that this type of person is the worst person in the world. Like, definitely space for that. Definitely needed. Definitely, like, it's totally valid and we want that. But not every show has to make you cry about yourself.
You need to get a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Like, Something Rotten is a palate cleanser. It's just joy inducing. So if you're looking to feel joy...
And if you're a Broadway producer, like, produce more shows like this.
Literally, like, more of this content, please.
It works. It did well.
It did well. It ran
people
for
liked
a
it.
Good amount of time.
I know somebody from my high school that took a trip with their church, random, to New York City, and saw Something Rotten and loved it.
Right.
Saw Something Rotten in Les Mis and loved it.
I know some people, too, where, like, I feel like I know a handful of people that are like, Something Rotten is my favorite musical.
I buy it.
I buy it.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't doubt that. And I'm sure if I saw it, I would also be like,
yeah.
That show was amazing.
I think if I was in it, at some point, it would be one of my favorites to be in.
I think it'd be life-changing.
Because like you said, it's like Spamalot. Spamalot's one of the most fun I've ever had in a show. So like, I could totally see this being the same experience.
Because it's just joyful. Like, I don't think you ever have to go on stage and be like, oof, this is the scene where
like, if I'm sad about something, it's like, okay, like, I get to go and like, dance in a kick line and like, be like... sassy for no reason, like,
and do a 12-minute production number just simply in like homage to musicals.
Yeah,
huh?
It's like our dream show. Like, we have to be in this at some point.
Yeah, I guess we're manifesting. But we're trying.
If
to
you're
say,
out there and you're doing it,
you must cast us.
Go to my Instagram. My resume. My website is on there.
I guess what we're doing is just manifesting. This episode was simply for nothing else but to just manifest us in the production.
Well, check us out on Instagram at WTF_BWay. That is at WTF_BWAY.
We love to post updates every Monday and Wednesday at random times and sometimes not on those days. We're here to keep you guessing. But we do post updates on there regularly, and we're looking to get some more content out soon, so keep an eye out and check the playlist. I've been adding new songs with every new show that we do, so it keeps getting to be more of a bop.
And also, if you're listening to this, I hope you listen to the soundtrack either before or after, because I feel like it's incomplete to listen to this without it. So
I
would definitely recommend listening to the album all the way through.
Yes. And it won't take up that much of your time.
No.
And you'll be happy that you did. And then when somebody asks you what's that from?
And you'll know it.
And you'll know it. And that's that on that.
See you next week.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.